Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Tula.
That would be a little weird.
Brula.
Brula would be perfect.
There you go.
Wherever you are, that wouldn't be weird at all, actually.
That would work, yeah. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're going to be cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. It is the king of the cookout, the steak, the brisket, the tri-tip, the burger. Beef is what people want on the grill. So if you're cooking out, make that the plan. If you're not cooking out, if you're just saying, hey, let somebody else do the cooking, so many great steakhouses around our state.
Like Anthony's.
You went there the other night?
Yes, I did.
I mean, it's a good steak. There's no getting around that fact, brother. So
I didn't even, like, I saved some of it because I'd had some really good appetizers, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about halfway through it, I was like, I would love to have this Sunday afternoon.
And so you did.
And I did. I had it 2 days in a row.
That's a beautiful thing right there. Beef, it's what's for dinner or for lunch.
Yep.
Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef.
Or breakfast.
Oh, whatever, yeah.
You know, it's all the rage now to have steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
And to have that carnivore diet. This is the time. You know what my daughter said last night? I almost cried.
Okay.
She said, I don't want to be a vegetarian.
That's the smartest kid I ever met, I tell you.
Yep.
She knows what's up. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. I know that you're looking for it. You need new gear, they've got it at College Corner. All of the logos that you're looking for, the M over S, the state script, the interlocking, it's all right there at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. When you want to eat good, and you do want to eat good, it's because that's what we want to do out of this life. You know, we only got so much happiness you can have. Have it at lunch when you go eat at Restaurant Tyler. Go grab you a blue plate, fried chicken, fried catfish, hamburger steak, pork chops, shrimp. They got it all. They got all the southern, you know, they got the four food groups over there. They got fried chicken, fried catfish, they got grits, and they got greens. That's the four food groups, right?
Grits and greens.
Yeah, why not?
And fried chicken.
Fried chicken. So, Restaurant Tyler, you know where to go for the best meal in town. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. They'll show you not only where they're located, but they're going to show you how they're going to help you invest, manage your money, and plan for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you don't want to wait around. You want to do things on your schedule, your time. You want answers. You want to talk to people who know your money and know you. You can only get that at a bank like Priority One Bank. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location, let Priority One Bank make you their priority.
You know what one of my favorite things is right now?
What, is it the Priority One Bank read?
Yeah, I do. I do enjoy that.
Okay.
But last year, this started to become like kind of a thing, and now it's even more of a thing. The Steelers have added another guy very similar.
Mm-hmm.
The George Pickens, like, fighting a guy down the field meme.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just like a video of a dude just, like, beating the crap out of somebody. Well, now, like, we have two of those guys that run down the field and just start attacking people.
I feel bad for opposing defensive backs when they call a sweep.
Yeah. Just a random dive play to Jalen Warren, and all of a sudden we have George
down
Pickens
the field.
Just, like, going for blood.
30 yards down the field, DK Metcalf and George Pickens are just forearm shivering a guy.
They remind me of this guy whenever I was a kid at Winston Academy, Gabe Bailey.
Okay.
Your wife knows who that is, by the way. Just ask her about Gabe Bailey whenever whenever you're thinking about it. She knows. Gabe was one of the best athletes I've seen at Winston Academy whenever I was coming up. And he would, like, run 20 yards across the field to just take someone out. And we just don't have that anymore because they got penalties now. But Gabe would just run and just launch his body.
An old crackback block. You can't do that anymore.
Yes, he would just have his eyes on someone across the field, and he would run across the field like diagonally and just lay out and just kill the guy.
One of my favorite plays of my high school career was we were playing St. Andrews, and we ran a sweep, and I was playing guard. So I pull, and I said, now I'm not as big as I was. I'm bigger now than I was in high school. I was probably like 200 pounds, right? But I pull.
You're skinny.
I was skinny back then. Yeah, they called me fat then. I pull and I see the cornerback, and he's like 5'3" and 110 pounds. And my eyes just lit up, and I crushed him. And I was like, I went in like with the forearm down into the helmet.
Oh yeah,
and just like pushed him down into the ground. It was so fun.
When we were in high school, we had a play called crackback.
Oh yeah,
and it would just be for the guy that we get to crack back was Kyle Harriman, who was a monster.
Yeah,
and he cracked back on a guy at Simpson one day. Simpson was arguably the best team in the state at the time.
Yeah,
and this guy was awesome. And the play was, we're going to take this guy out, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's what it was back then, man. Like, we need to take these guys out.
Look, you're preaching to the choir.
And so the dude just hanging out in the slot like this.
Uh-huh.
And here comes Kyle Harriman, and he just destroys him. Helmet goes flying, ear pads everywhere. The helmet, like, cracked.
Yeah.
And this dude broke his jaw.
Yeah.
I mean, he absolutely decleated.
I love to hear it.
And you can't do it anymore. I mean,
whenever I think about a decleater, I think about Arcedo Clark lighting up Jeremy McGee in the Egg Bowl.
Yes, yeah, so Ladarius Perkins.
So I remember that real clearly.
The secret weapon, Arcedo Clark.
Finally unveiled his abilities.
So, you know, Kroom, that should have never been Arcedo Clark was the secret weapon. Yeah. It should have been Derek Pegues.
Yes, well.
Why was Derek Pegues not getting the ball?
We could have a discussion on Kroom any day you want, but not today. But I remember being in the stadium, and I was sitting next to our boy Russ Nelson, who was coaching football at the time, and we both saw Arcedo peeling back, and like we had that moment where we're grabbing each other, like it's gonna happen. And if you go watch the highlight, you hear the stadium. Ooh, we all knew, and I was like, he killed him out there.
I felt like State won that game more than they did.
They only won by 8, but they were up 31-9 at one point.
It was
they
very
scored
much
a couple late touchdowns.
It was very much like a, you know, garbage time.
Yeah, it was 100%. It was like I was mad. I was like, why are we letting them back in this?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. We're so
that was
much
Jeremiah Masoli.
Yeah. Did you call him a thug?
Yeah. That
you done?
The Jeremiah Masoli Twitter account, I
know who ran that.
I do too.
Yeah, you do too, yeah.
I wish that
Rebel Masoli.
I miss that.
When he made the comment about, like, the Alpha Delta Pis love their air conditioning, I was just like, good God, man, it's brutal.
It was great.
It's fun. Fun times. All right, let's get into the rumblings. The rumblings, of course, are brought to you by our good friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. I don't know if Paul Davis Restoration could have helped Jeremy McGee out in that particular situation, but they would have tried.
They could have restored something.
They're here for water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Doesn't say anything about Arcedo Clark damage.
No, I don't know if they could have helped him. Yeah. But if something happened to his apartment complex, then
if Arcedo Clark were like, by the way, I also burned down your apartment. What do you think about
Call
that?
Call Paul Davis.
Call
Here's
Paul
the
Davis.
Card.
Here's the number.
That's right.
And their expert team would have provided fast professional service to not only restore Jeremy McGee's home to its original condition, but property improvement services to make that space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in the Golden Triangle or if you're in the Tupelo area and you need any kind of damage restoration, call Paul Davis today. All right, let's get into the rumblings here. We don't have a ton of questions today, but hopefully they're good. Rick Thomas saw an article about SEC and Big Ten getting rid of teams What are y'all's thoughts and talks about Vandy and Mississippi State getting kicked out of the SEC? My thoughts are that anybody can write an article.
Yeah, that's been talked about for
a decade,
like 20 years.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No,
I
think it's stupid.
So, what's the best thing about spring? The best thing about spring is just the consistency in temperature. You know, you think about like in the summer. Yeah, you got in the morning, it can still be a little chilly outside sometimes, but then it's just blazing hot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And winter is just, you know, the temperatures are so up and down. Usually when you get into spring, like it's like 55 when you wake up and it's 75 when you go to bed.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
The worst thing about spring is pollen.
Yes, agree with that. Agree with that. Davis Medford, maybe the most contentious question we've ever received here on the Rumblings. A question that may spark actual fisticuffs here between me and Robbie, as he asks us to rank these Starkville Mexican restaurants: El Veracruz, Casa Bravo, La Terraza, Uno Mas, Mi Hacienda. Now,
Mi Hacienda is your number one.
That is, well, here's what I want to say, though, before we get into that. Uno Mas is kind of different than the other ones, right?
It is a little different, but I would probably still consider it just Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so
Mi Hacienda is your favorite.
Mi Hacienda, Uno Mas is second, El Veracruz is third, La Terraza is fourth. I have never been to Casa Bravo, and I will never go.
I've never sat and ate in there.
I've been there since when it was Mexico Tipico. I ate there, and they served Pepsi, and I was like, never again.
I mean, here's the thing about it: is like all these Mexican restaurants to me taste
kind of
the same.
Kind of the same. It's just the level of service you're getting.
Yeah, I think Uno Mas is number one for me. I think their food is the best.
Okay.
And then I would go. We always go to El Veracruz.
You're an El Veracruz person.
Yeah, they have the bean and cheese.
Yeah.
There. And then Mi Hacienda, La Terraza, and Casa Bravo.
Okay.
La Terraza was like that was like the hangout spot back in the day, wasn't it?
They had like some
drink
crazy
specials.
Drink specials, yeah. Back in the day. I remember that. Yeah.
Like it wasn't like a real bar, but it was. You know, a bunch of college students went there back in the day.
Yeah. So, okay.
The thing about Mexican restaurants, and this is why we've had this conversation.
No offense
before,
to Mi Rodeo, which just opened up. So,
that's a Louisville staple.
Well, now it's over across the street from my house, basically.
Yes. So. Because in Louisville, it was El Rodeo,
mm-hmm.
or we always called it El Rodeo. And then Mi Rodeo came to the bypass.
Uh-huh.
And then they had like a little El Rodeo taco place.
Oh.
I mean, they had like three Mexican restaurants in Louisville.
When I worked in Columbus, it was Mi Toro was the one I went to. My bull.
We had a friend that whenever I was in junior high or high school, I'm not even gonna call him out. We would go to every Sunday night church service. We would go to El Rodeo,
mm-hmm.
and El Rodeo.
El Rodeo.
And we would get our meal, whatever. He would just eat the chips and salsa and order a water and not pay. Because the water was free, and then he would eat chips and salsa and he wouldn't pay. And that always bugged me. It was like, we're all getting a meal here. We're paying
chips and salsa.
And so I was associated with this man, and I came in to eat lunch one day. El Rodeo is one of my favorite places in town. I kept asking for tea, and they wouldn't bring me tea. And so I was like, this is kind of weird. And finally, I was just like, all right, whatever. We'll just go pay and leave. So we ate our meal. We went and paid and left. And the person checking me out was American, mm-hmm. was a woman. And she said, just to let you know, the reason you're not getting – they're not filling up your tea glass is because you don't tip. I said, excuse me? I tip usually 18-20%.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, they don't think so. I said, I've done that every time I've been here. I don't know what you're talking about. Come to find out, it was because I was associated with that guy who just came in and ate chips and salsa and drank water. And so I don't know if I've been back in there since. And that was like maybe
goodness
25 years ago.
I have a similar. It's not the same, but So similar.
You didn't tip at McAllister's when you got to take out a work.
No. I went. We had a remote in New Albany like a year ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I text Ben Garrett, lives in New Albany. I was like, "Hey, you want to grab lunch?"
Oh, and you were associated with him, so they didn't like.
So, well, no, this is how it went. So, like, I'm like, "Let's get lunch together."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Where are we going to go? So he suggests a Mexican restaurant. I'm just like, okay, like, oh, that's fine. But, like, you know, I was thinking, like, can I get something, you know, that I can't get in Starkville? Because Mexican restaurants, by and large, in Mississippi, all the same. So we go in there, and all he does is eat chips and salsa. And I'm like,
that's what he ate for lunch.
Yeah. And I was like, you're not going to eat? He's like, no. I was like, why did you suggest this place? And he's just
he
like,
wanted chips and salsa.
He's like, oh, I know the owner. I'm like, we could have gone anywhere. Like, well, you could have taken me to like some place that's unique to New Albany. And we went here.
What is unique to Albany? What's the best place?
I have no idea because he didn't take me there. So, but I'm sure they got local places.
But what I was going to say about the Mexican restaurants, the reason, you know, we've Eesh. Complained about this, but the reason these places keep popping up is because they're packed at all of them, especially on Sundays, and they're affordable. I can get the fajitas for two and eat on that for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And me and Becky will share that, and even like some with Natty.
Yeah.
And have a like the plate when I take it home is packed.
Yeah.
For like $20.
Yeah.
You know, and it, like I go to get a sandwich for $15 somewhere.
You're right. No, you're
it's
right.
Just,
you're right.
It's affordable, and that's what it is.
All right. Alexandra,
I still don't want another one popping up. And
No. Alexandra Watson, why do kids have to pay for school lunch when they are legally made to go to school? More about this on Mornings with Richard Cross.
Yes.
It's a good question.
It's and I will say a lot of places are getting these grants. My daughter's school has free lunch.
Yeah. I agree.
I think you should have free lunch for kids throughout the summer, too.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of kids that don't have the means, like during the summer when they're out of school, they don't have lunch or they don't have, you know, good lunch. I would say might have a bag of chips or, you know, something like that.
Yeah,
I think that schools should be required to have free lunches for kids all year.
I agree. Kivas Wright, did you guys watch AEW Revolution? If so, what are your thoughts? Did you watch?
I did not.
All right, I've watched.
I've started just going through their Twitter and seeing the highlights.
Yeah.
Until they do something to really
three outstanding matches on that pay-per-view.
Really. Now, Mariah May and
Tony Storm. Unbelievable.
That looked incredible.
Unbelievable match. Not Okada. Although Okada's match was okay.
Takeshka
and Omega, really, really good.
Of course.
And then Fletcher and Ospreay in the steel cage, really, really good. To the point where last night watching Punk and Rollins was a letdown.
Yeah.
Well,
there was probably no Spanish fly off the top
there
of
was
the cage.
No, but there's not even any blood. Like, you're in a cage. I got to have a little blood in a cage.
They don't really do it in WWE.
I know.
Unless you're Cody Rhodes getting smacked by Travis Scott.
Yeah, getting hard weighed. That being said, the main event of Revolution was not good.
What was the main event?
Cope versus Moxley. This is one of the things that drives me crazy with Moxley, especially. That you have the steel cage match, right? Unbelievable. Huge spots. Everybody's gushing blood. It was fantastic. Great drama. I loved it. Moxley and Copeland come out, and their first like 5 minutes of the match is just them doing forearms into each other's face. I'm like, what are we doing here? And it just wasn't a great match. And then you have, I assume you know, but like you have the Christian cashes in that contract. He's got to like, all right, cool. They're going to go a different way here. And instead, Moxley gets him to chokes him out, and Moxley walks out with the belt. And I'm just like, this storyline is not working.
I don't believe that Wheeler Yuta is a tough guy.
Yeah.
I don't like them trying to force him into being like this emo, tough guy.
Yeah. Aislinn hates him so much.
I don't like him either.
I mean, like, legit hate. But that being said, at the end, when Swerve comes out and attacks Moxley, I was like, all right, if they can get the belt onto Swerve, I'm good. But they got to do something here.
I'm over the Death Riders.
It's a bad storyline at this point. Like, it was cool in the first few minutes of it, first few weeks, And because there was like this thought that is Shane McMahon going to be the one behind these guys? And then when that dissipated, it's just the Moxley as a coward doesn't really work. He's supposed to be this badass, and like it's just not working.
So. No, and then like the best story they have is Tony Storm. And that was Mariah May, and that's just them.
Dude, that match was unbelievable. I don't know that I've ever seen two women bleed like that.
It's probably one of the best like women storylines in a while.
It's fantastic.
I really like what WWE is about to do, though, with Naomi and Bianca Belair and Jake.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
I predicted that from the start, by the way.
It's going to be good. So, all right, moving on.
I mean, but AEW right now, I'm just kind of fast-forwarding through.
AEW right now, like, it's just a simple of the wrestling, when it's good at AEW, is better than it is at WWE.
Yeah.
But the storytelling is not close.
No.
Right now. So. Andrew Norwood, you either tension a garage door spring manually or lay asphalt without equipment on a 100-foot section of driveway. I'd rather not do either of those two things.
I don't think I've ever done either one of them. But
yeah, I would rather pay someone to do those things. As simple as that.
Tension a garage door, I don't even know how to
I don't even know where we're starting that. On that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, would you rather chug a gallon of sweet tea or a 20-ounce bottle of Sprite? Both of those are going to hurt.
20-ounce bottle of Sprite, I think.
You ever seen those Sprite challenges, though?
Where you just, like...
You chug that bottle, and, dude, it's painful.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
The burp is going to be
awful.
Tough.
Yeah, yeah.
There are people on Instagram and TikTok, I guess. I don't get on TikTok, but they chug these drinks.
Yeah.
Like, and that's their thing.
Yeah,
like there's
Badlands Booker.
There's a guy that, like...
Drinks out of the boot.
The boot. Yeah. And then there's this other dude in... Texas, I think, that just mixes like Mountain Dew and stuff and just chugs it. And
no, I don't want that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Colton Watson, what one or two seed is the most favorable matchup for Mississippi State on their projected 7-9 seed line, assuming they're able to advance? It's going to sound weird considering they beat State pretty easily, but Tennessee.
Tennessee is probably a more favorable matchup than any of the top-tier SEC teams.
Yeah. Duke, Auburn, Florida.
Just because they don't – I mean, the offense.
Alabama, you don't want those.
No.
Tennessee is a team you can beat.
You can beat Tennessee. Yeah. Their defense would be a challenge.
Yeah.
But this isn't Tennessee
right.
with Dalton Kanect.
More likely to advance past the first weekend, Purcell or Jans? It's going to be tough for Purcell playing a one seed. He's probably playing USC. They got to go on the road. That's the other side of this.
I definitely think it's Jans because if they do get the right matchup, they can advance to the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a Sweet 16 caliber roster
mm-hmm.
if they get the right matchup and they're defending whatever, playing their best. If Mississippi State's women are playing their best, it's still going to be tough because they're going to be matched up with a one seed at their place.
Yeah, that's going to be very tough.
Yeah.
Which of State's SEC baseball series look tougher / not as tough looking forward at this point during the season versus when the season started? The easy answer is Ole Miss. That looks a lot tougher.
Ole Miss probably.
Now.
But, I mean, that was probably going to be that way anyway. They lost a series last year to them, and that team was terrible.
They did, but they ended up winning 3 out of 5 from them.
They did, but
you and I both know that they should have – I mean, they gave away that series.
They did.
This year, Ole Miss actually looks like a pretty decent team. They're 14-1.
I think Oklahoma is a little tougher than I thought.
And I'm going to do the same thing with Oklahoma baseball that I did with basketball.
Wait and
football.
See.
I'm going to wait and see.
Well, that's kind of where I am too with them, honestly. I'm trying to think who else.
Is there one that looks easier? They don't play A&M.
I mean, it sounds crazy, but Missouri looks easier than I thought.
Yeah, but you know how Missouri is.
Yeah.
So. All right, R. Reeves asks, in this deal...
Alabama? Do they play Alabama?
They do. But Alabama, they're moving up in the world. In the deal to win the College World Series, how much longer is this suckage in State sports going to last? And who was the deal made with? Asking for a friend. Well, it was made with Satan.
It was.
It was made straight with the devil.
Here's what I'll say about, like, the Mississippi State's athletic department, I think as a whole, is pretty healthy.
Yeah.
I feel like the football team being bad, it makes everybody believe that the athletic department is down right now. But if you look across the board, I mean, it's pretty solid. You got both basketball teams going to the NCAA tournament. That hasn't happened very often ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, baseball, I think, is going to be solid. I think softball is going to be really good. Tennis, obviously, is going to be really good. Women's tennis is getting better. Volleyball was okay. I mean, it's soccer won the SEC championship. The athletic department as a whole is in pretty good shape. It's just they got to get football back on a good level, because right now that is like the window into your athletic department, and it's really bad right now. So it makes everything else kind of drop down a notch.
Yeah, agreed. Where are we here? Tyler Ham asked us, has either one of us seen Mr. McMahon? You have, haven't you?
Yes.
I have not seen it.
You got to.
Well, I haven't, though. So I'll try to get on that.
I understand you haven't. I'm just saying you have to
Don't
watch
yell
it.
at me. Let's see here. Brogan Fairchild, without knowing matchup, well, somebody just asked us that. Which Rocky movie has the best training montage? This is easy.
Rocky Four.
Four. Four. The train,
When
because
he's in Russia?
it has two, but they're both in Russia. Yeah,
Yeah.
where like before Adrian shows up and then after Adrian shows up, that's like one montage to me.
I love the
He climbs a mountain with no
yes.
gear.
I love the contrast where Drago's like in a he's like hooked up to machines. He's in a more modern
Yeah. And Rocky's out there
and
throwing
Rocky,
rocks and
yeah.
chopping wood. It's fantastic.
Love
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's good
It's
stuff.
it, I mean, I don't know if they ever thought Rocky was going to become what it did,
Yeah.
but it
Well,
really did become like
by Rocky
iconic.
IV, I think they knew what they had.
I think
So.
Rock like it was, they probably knew like after Rocky II that it was going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
But Rocky III and Rocky IV are two of the best movies of all time, in my opinion. Rocky III was just fantastic. The storytelling in those two movies was so good.
Yeah.
And Sylvester Stallone was perfect for that role too. But yeah, that'd be mine for sure. And the music on those movies were just the soundtracks were so good.
Yeah.
You can use those today
Today.
to work out too or
Absolutely.
whatever.
All right. We'll do another set here and then we'll go to the break. Ford Polk, Kane or Coke Kane?
Have you seen
I
Cocaine?
have, yes.
And then there's another one that's like the
There's Gay Kane.
gay Kane, where it's
Where
like
have you seen what he does with
the LGBTQ.
well, like, so he does the thing, if you're watching on our YouTube channel, yeah, he does the thing where he's like comes up and then when he gets to the top, he goes that's just really, I can't wait to watch that what I just did, but that's what he does. So I need to see that. Yeah, so
And
that's
then
good.
cocaine's pretty funny too, where he
Yeah.
has like the stuff all over his
Yeah,
face.
yeah. So that being said, I'll just go with the mayor of Knox County, regular old Kane.
Glenn Jacobs.
Yeah. Do you prefer the button-down baseball jersey or the pullover? See, it just depends. I love the button-down for the pinstripes, but the 85 pullovers are great
Yes.
too, so it doesn't really matter.
Here's the perfect uniform setup for Mississippi State on a weekend to me. The white 85s, the maroon 85s, and the
That's all
pinstripes.
they should ever
That's
wear.
all they need.
Well, I know they won't, but
Three classic uniforms.
Rank these.
Midweek, you want to do the black uniforms with the white pants. If you want to do the gray, I like the gray. I like the state script. But the weekend should be maroon 85s, white 85s, pinstripes in that order.
Rank these matches based on what you'd most like to see. 2002 Chris Jericho versus 2024 Cody Rhodes. 2000 Rock versus 2023 Roman Reigns. 2003 Lesnar versus 2025 Jacob Fatu. 1998 Steve Austin versus 2012 CM Punk.
Ooh.
These are all good choices.
The Austin Punk angle, like promos
Would be incredible.
would be the best
Yeah.
part of it.
Yeah.
But I would say 2000 Rock and 2023 Roman
Yeah.
Reigns.
A real, like with
And
Rock in his prime with the bloodline thing. Yeah.
that like if that was the bloodline
Yeah.
that like
That could have
when I
been.
get this video game, I might actually book that.
Yeah. I
Have you seen this video game, by the way?
Which
It
one?
is the new WWE.
2025?
Yes. So the game, like they've created this like city that's like the bloodline's like home, and it's got like you can go into this temple and wrestle Undertaker and Undertaker's temple, and you can like it's got this giant statue of Roman Reigns, and it's got a store where you can get your gear and stuff. Like they've created like 2K's created like their own not arena but their own world. Like where you can go away from just like the regular wrestling stuff. It's pretty cool.
That sounds
The
cool.
whole game, I think, it revolves around the bloodline thing.
Okay.
So,
That's interesting.
yeah.
All right. Let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother, two of Robbie and I's favorite places in all of Starkville. If you are in the Cotton District and you want to grab a great meal, that's the place to do it. Whenever somebody's coming to town, you know, somebody's coming in for to call a game or they're, well, for whatever reason, and they reach out to me and they're like, "Hey, where should I go eat?" Always tell them to go to Two Brothers and the Older Brother. I got to be honest with you. I'm going to tell something here. This is hard for me to admit. I might like the Older Brother a little better. I love the Older Brother. That's become one of my favorite places to go. I just think the food is outstanding there. It really is
I mean, you
good.
can't,
But I love Two
it's
Brothers
hard to
too.
argue.
I love Two Brothers too. I feel like I'm cheating on it, but it is what it is. If you want to enjoy a great meal in Starkville, it ain't hard to do, brother. Just get over. I stole your brother. I was gimmick infringement. Let me try
That's
that again.
fine.
That was gimmick infringement. You're going to say brother in just a minute.
It's okay.
You know, it's like I feel, hey, well, he's working the arm. I was going to work the arm. You know, I screwed up. Two Brothers Smoked
Do what you
Meats
got to
and the
do,
Older
man.
Brother. All right. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
50?
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if they need you need service on anything they've sold you, that's the same number you're going to call. It's not a different number. It's not different people. It's the people you already know and you have that relationship with, and they're going to be able to fix your problems a lot quicker. Give them a call today, 601-362-9192, or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before your next trip to a game here in Starkville, if you're in town for anything Mississippi State, you need to make sure you make a trip to Maroon & Co. to grab some new gear. I'm going to get some new gear today, this week at Maroon & Co. Because, you know, we're going to be out there in the lounge on Saturday. I need an MSU t-shirt. I need a t-shirt.
Hopefully, we're out there in the lounge Saturday.
I'm going to be really mad. I'm just going to tell you right now, if we're not in the lounge, you need to go buy a grill. Because we're coming to your house, you got to go buy a grill.
You know, honestly, it might be the best thing if a game, if that day is just clear,
Yeah, we
if
can
you don't
just
have to
hang out.
worry about anything.
I'll cook, but you got to buy a grill.
Well, I'm probably not going to do that.
I will give you $100. Go buy a grill.
I don't really have anywhere to put it right now, is the
I'll
problem.
take it home afterwards. Just all right. Well, then you need to come to my house.
Why don't you just bring your
That's what I'm
grill?
saying. You come to my house. I can't put it in my car.
I don't know.
You come
We'll
get my.
figure it
We'll
out.
figure it out. We'll figure it out. In the meantime, I'm going to go over and I'm going to use the promo code Thunder15 to get my new MSU stuff. And you should do that too. Thunder 15, 15% off regular price. Anything at Maroon & Co. available in store or online for your next trip to Duty Noble, to the Hump, to Davis Wade. Make a trip to Maroon & Co. Mark Burleson, the Bulldog Royal Rumble is what he's got for us here.
Oh.
Who we got? Jonathan Abram, Josh Robinson, Elgin Baylor, Johnny Long, Dylan Day, Booby Dixie. Dylan Day, all day long. All day long.
Dylan Day is winning that Royal Rumble. He's
Yeah.
tossing him across.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I
Biggest, he's
feel
the biggest and
like
strongest. He's the Kane in here.
Jonathan Abram and Johnny Long would be too erratic. They would do something dumb. They would be the guy that gets up on the top rope. I'm like, why is he getting on the top rope? All it's going to take is one person to push him over, and there they go. So those two would do something. They would do something crazy. Josh Robinson, low center of gravity. I think he could toss a few people out, but at the end of the day, I don't think he's going to last as long as Booby Dixon, Josh Robinson, Dylan Day, and Elgin are probably going to be your final four.
Yeah, Elgin Baylor is the sleeper in this, in my opinion, because
And
he's the biggest.
Dylan, he has a lot of experience watching wrestling, so he knows what to
Yeah,
do in
I
this
think
thing.
he had like a tryout.
He did.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think he did.
So, yeah.
Kyle Niblett tried to get him
Yeah. Question
locked
two,
up in
though,
that.
right before the match begins, Cam Matthews' music hits and he starts walking down to the ring. Who you got now? I'm still with Dylan Day, but Cam Matthews is going to last a long time.
Cam would absolutely be a threat. There's no doubt.
All right. Sean Brown, if Auburn gets Purcell, does State have a chance to get Vic Schaefer back to Starkville? I know you are the expert in this state on women's basketball, but will you allow me to answer that question?
Sure.
No.
Thank you.
All right. SC Cruiser, which was better, the Elimination Chamber or Revolution? I mean, the Elimination Chamber this past one is going to be one of the all-time moments. The Cena turn makes it far superior.
I didn't watch Revolutions.
I know, so yeah.
But Elimination Chamber
It doesn't
was very
matter.
good.
It doesn't matter. They could have done anything. The Cena thing is historic.
Yeah.
Why is Death Rider still a thing? We talked about that. Cena heel wins at Mania and then loses to Punk at SummerSlam. Thoughts? Possibly.
I think that's probably going to happen.
Probably along those lines, yeah.
They will get CM Punk back in. I think they're going to have like a CM Punk. I've actually heard rumors like CM Punk and AJ versus Becky Lynch and Seth
Oh,
at WrestleMania.
This upcoming WrestleMania?
Yes.
I think they're going triple threat. I think it's going to be Reigns, Rollins, Punk.
For what?
This is a triple threat match.
I don't think they'll do that.
Did you watch Raw last night?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, you need to watch Raw.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know what they're going to do, but that's a rumor that I heard today was that.
Right. Bryce Overby, after last season, Gavin Black was hyped up to be one of the best arms on this team, yet he has one appearance. Do you think his use rate will continue to increase, or is Lamonis to use these early games to get new guys' experience, or is something else going on? I think something else. I think he's got an injury.
Yeah. I mean, he'll be pitching more.
Yeah, there's just no way
around. If you don't see like some of the people that you're expecting to be like big pieces of this team coming in this season, if you don't see them very often early on in the year, it's because they're hurt.
They're hurt.
And they're just Lamonis just is not going to give us regular updates on that stuff. He will, if we ask about it, he'll tell us that they're close or they're going through some things or whatever. But we're not going to, you know, we're not going to get regular updates on that. You can just assume that if those guys aren't pitching and somebody else is, like a freshman or somebody that's not used as much, then there's something going on there. And it's not just that Justin Parker's forgetting about him or whatever.
Right. Wade Jones, what happened to Patrick Patterson? He retired.
He went to the Army at some point. And
what?
I'm assuming he's saying Pat Patterson, like Patrick Patterson, the guy from Knoxby County that went to Ole Miss.
Oh, I was thinking of the guy who played for Kentucky.
No, it was Wade Jones. He's talking about Mississippi State-related people.
I forgot about Patrick Patterson.
Yes.
Oh, Pat.
Don't you feel stupid now?
Well, that's every day of my life.
He went to the Army, I know, at some point.
Okay.
And I remember talking to his dad about that at a camp or something.
Never forget. Commits to State. 3-2 happens, immediately decommits.
And that's the first guy I can remember doing that. And then the other guy was the kid from Tupelo that was decommitting during the game.
Yeah.
And somebody filmed him.
Iverson
doing
McCoy.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's still,
and
he's
then
still...
he came back and said, No, I'm good.
Yeah. Jay in Baltimore, can we make any assumptions
that,
about
maybe that might be a good gauge that the guy is like solid with Mississippi State, because in the middle of the game he's emotionally thinking, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with this. He might be the biggest bulldog of all time.
Yeah, he felt our pain.
He's one of us.
Jay in Baltimore, can we make any assumptions about Foster and Pruitt's roles with the Evan Sierra start for Tuesday's game? Yeah, kind of out of nowhere, Sierra getting the start.
What I would say is, I mean, Charlie Foster appears to be also kind of dealing with like some soreness or something, but I don't think it's anything long term. The assumption on him would just be that, you know, maybe he's just not ready to get out there right now. Pruitt, I would say, is probably your Wednesday starter, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stone Simmons, I think, is probably going to be a weekend bullpen guy,
yeah,
if I had to guess.
Who leads the team in home runs at the year's end? I think Ace Reese.
Ace Reese.
Yeah.
Or Hunter Hines gets on a hot streak.
I thought it would be Reese.
Hunter Hines last year really struggled in non-conference and then started hitting a bunch of
home runs. Was much better in conference play. It was crazy. John asks us, if a stranger walked up to you and snapped their fingers and you all of a sudden woke up with a straitjacket in a padded room, would your immediate reaction be more, this can't be true, or more honestly, this explains a lot?
The latter.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I would absolutely believe
like,
that
you know
I was
what?
Crazy.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have some crazy tendencies.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've noticed those before.
I have noticed them.
Yeah. I tend to fly off the handle a few times.
We got somebody in our mentions right now saying we're ruining what was once a good podcast with our constant arguing.
Oh, is that right?
Is it constant? It was just yesterday.
Our constant arguing.
Doesn't it have to be more?
And isn't that like part of what makes a podcast sometimes is you have.
You want us to agree all the time? What are we doing here? People are dumb.
Who is it?
Oh, it's a burner.
Mr. Nobody. Okay. Yeah. Well, we just gave him a platform.
Yeah, well, I feel bad about that, but it is what it is. Nathan Kelly asked us, our good friend.
Yes.
I recently caught myself jamming the song Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs recently. He said recently twice in that sentence.
I do that all the time.
Yeah. It's redundant.
Yeah.
It is redundant. What are some chick songs you jam to on the on the low down? Isn't it on the down low?
You can do either one.
Okay. All right. Nathan, I'm sorry I'm correcting you so much. Since you've been gone.
I was about to say Kelly Clarkson.
Since you've been gone.
I was absolutely. I was going to say Behind These Hazel Eyes.
Oh, it's good.
Kelly Clarkson.
All right. So
anything like Pink?
Pink?
Pink is
I got
good.
A deep cut. I got a deep cut here.
All okay. Right.
So if you play FIFA, they always have like a soundtrack that's like bands that you and I would not listen to. There's two songs.
Some of them I do.
Well, there's a they occasionally will have one in there, but there's two songs that was off of FIFA 23. It's U-Shaped Hole by Baby Queen and Good Girls by Churches.
I have heard of Churches.
I like those two songs.
Anything Paramore, I was a huge Paramore fan in high school and college.
Yeah.
What's another?
Oh, I've got a video I need you to watch, by the way. So you know those, I've seen you those drum videos where the guys, like, they don't know the song.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a piano one now. And this guy did Helena by My Chemical Romance.
Ooh.
He turned it into a ragtime song.
Oh, wow.
It is incredible. I'll send it to you. It's
I love My Chemical Romance.
I know you do. I thought of you when I read
women, but.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what made me think of that when you mentioned Paramore.
Another one that I jam to every now and then is I Disagree by Poppy.
Okay.
She's kind of a screamo, not really screamo, but she will scream, and it's more kind of like metal stuff. But
okay,
there's a lot of
girls
I jam out to every now and then. Yeah. But yes, Kelly Clarkson.
Are the Yeah Yeah Yeahs a girl band?
Yes,
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Kelly Clarkson is one of the most talented women.
Oh, she's great. Yeah.
I've ever heard. I don't know if you've like ever seen her covers of stuff, but she actually performs them better than most of the people that she's covering.
So
she should be doing so much more.
There's a video of her with a Steel Panther.
Oh yes,
doing Sweet Child of Mine.
Yes, I bet that was great.
And she's hammered.
Yeah,
while she's doing.
Also, Carrie Underwood does Sweet Child of Mine.
Does she? Okay, yeah. There you go.
I think she's performed that with Guns N' Roses.
There you go.
All right. Carrie Underwood is a sneaky like rocker.
Yeah, yeah. They all are. Will Carruth, on what Sunday do you predict we'll hear the sad music for baseball? I'm gonna let some games happen, Will. We're not gonna go down that road just yet.
All around me are familiar faces.
Something, yeah. I'll pick a sad song for it. But
hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah, I think for next time we'll go Disturbed's version of Sound of Silence.
Yes.
That'll be the one. Dalton Lee, another humble brag. Here it comes. I may be going to Hong Kong at the end of the year with my dad, who hasn't been back since he immigrated here nearly 45 years ago. How much of a culture shock do you think he's in for since he's been in Mississippi this whole time?
So he's going to be looking for some fried chicken.
This is what this made me think of. You know, you see people who went to state, right? And then they don't come back for like 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they come back and they're like, oh man, it's so different. It's still, you're still in Mississippi. You know, this person lives in Jackson. They come back to Starkville. This is 45 years from in a different country. I can't imagine the culture shock. It's going to be massive.
Well, and Hong Kong is like a giant city, too.
Yeah, like nothing that was there when he left is probably still there.
Yeah. And, I mean, they've probably modernized because like, China and Japan are at the forefront of that stuff.
Yeah.
So like they've probably modernized, so it's going to be wild.
I don't know. Mangum Cafe, favorite scene.
Is it going there? Hey, y'all.
Favorite scene or quote from Meet the Parents from Mangum Cafe. That's the easy one. I got nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
That was going to be mine,
That's
too.
The easy choice.
Yep.
Name random Miami Hurricanes. Give me three. I'll go first. I'll go, I really want to go Dwayne the Rock Johnson, but Michael Barrow.
Edgerrin James.
Ooh, that's a good one. I love Edgerrin James. Guy was so good. Craig Erickson.
Devin Hester.
Ooh. Lamar Thomas.
I'm trying to think outside the box a little bit.
Yeah.
I could just go Michael Irvin.
The playmaker. I love
Yeah.
him.
What's another one?
Melvin Bratton.
That's not who I was thinking.
Santana Moss.
Santana Moss is a good
That's a
one.
good one.
Yep.
I love
I
Santana
love
Moss.
those. You remember the first wave of
Oh,
Miami,
yeah.
probably,
Yeah.
but like the early 2000s Miami teams,
Oh, so
I
good.
love those teams.
Loaded.
Yes.
Loaded with talent. Why do they put 2021 national champs on the right field brick instead of that hard to read logo? That's a great question. I guess it's because that way, if state does win a national title, it's easier to put another thing up there.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I don't know why they did that.
All right, last two questions here from Reed Green, who gave us paragraphs. So y'all get ready for some narration. After listening to Sports Talk on Thursday about fan behavior and vacation injuries, they reminded me of two different incidents I've had. The first was at the ReliaQuest Bowl. A friend of mine and I got two tickets in the Illinois section so we could sit in the shade. Halfway through the game, a group of neutral fans were throwing food at us, so I went and got security, and they said if they do it again, come back and tell us. They did it again, and I told security, and security had already called the sheriff's department. As the sheriffs were walking up the stairs, the entire section of Illinois fans were pointing at the culprits, and the kid was saying it wasn't them. The sheriff, who turned out to be a former state player whose name I forgot, hold on. Sheriff.
That's Braden Holloway.
It might very well be. That's who I'm thinking. Hillsboro. Who is the current sheriff? Chad Cronister is the. That name is familiar. I don't know.
Didn't Braden Holloway, didn't
He
isn't
was
he
a.
like a police officer
He was.
in Florida or something?
He was.
I don't know if that's
I
who
don't
he's
know.
talking
All
about.
right.
He would
Anyway.
probably know it was Braden
Anyway, long
Holloway.
story short, have you ever had a fan kicked out for bad behavior?
Yeah, the guy that got kicked out of the hump that time for cussing at the refs.
Houston?
Yes.
We didn't do that, though.
Oh, have we ever been kicked
Yeah.
out?
Yeah. Poor guy. He just took a stray. Noah Mashburn's going to text me tomorrow now.
No, I wouldn't give him a stray. I was just mentioning the guy that
Yeah.
kicked out that I knew.
That there was another guy that got kicked out at the hump. Do you remember that at the Florida game in 2000, I think, when Brett Nelson hit that last second shot? Do
Oh.
you remember that?
No.
This guy, he leaped for the refs. And like they pulled him out of there. He was like, "My brother's in the FBI." But again, we didn't do that. I'm trying to remember if I've ever been like, "All right, they gotta go."
Oh, have we ever gotten anybody kicked out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that
No,
I
I
can
don't think
remember.
so.
The only thing that's close is that guy who came into the press box that time when you weren't there for that.
No, I was there, I think.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
No, you were not. I promise you weren't.
The one this past year, where they were like looking for a guy in the press box or whatever.
Oh, no. I'm talking about when the guy came in the press box to talk to me. You weren't there. It's for baseball.
Oh yeah, you told me about
Yeah,
that.
that guy was drunk. Yeah.
Well, and then there was the guy in the overalls at the press conference, and
Channel 7 News.
he asked Coach Mullen a question.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy this year. I remember that. I forgot. We never really talked about that on the show where we just looked up. There's like five cops there. We're like, what is going on? And
And then
apparently.
you had that time where Alabama was there, and like there were three people standing at the bottom with Alabama
Yeah.
pom-poms cheering when they scored a touchdown.
Yeah. And they got.
Like, what is happening here?
What country we live in? All right, Reed Green, second last question here. My vacation injury was on my senior trip in the Dominican Republic, and even though I have parasailed before, my friends convinced me to do a parasailing and snorkeling package. They had no docks. They'd take us on a little motorboat to the bigger boat equipped for parasailing. So as I'm getting off the smaller boat, the wake of a passing boat knocked the two boats together, and my foot fell in between and got smashed. Ah! They took me back on the beach and with a trail of blood behind me. Lovely. The clinic at the all-inclusive resort didn't have the tools to fix me. So apparently, this is the deal. If you go to these all-inclusive resorts, the medical care not great. Because Borky was talking about he stepped on a sea urchin and they were like, "What do you want us to do?" Like he had to pick the spines of the sea urchin out of his own foot.
But what if you get stung by a jellyfish? I guess they're
They'll
not gonna
just pee
handle that
on you. It's
either.
fine.
Yeah, we will pee on you,
We
but
will pee on
we're not
you.
gonna
That's
fix
all.
you.
It's all inclusive.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, they took me to the local hospital. The lead doctor, who spoke fluent English, thankfully, they patched him up before he could get back to start. Well, have you and your friends ever had an injury this bad on vacation? You ever had a bad vacation injury?
No.
All right, I don't have an injury.
Well, I will. I guess I can count this as a vacation. I was, well, I mean, it was Christmas, I was at my grandparents, and I got a skateboard, I think, for Christmas. And we were at my grandparents in Mathiston, and they had the driveway had a hill, like it was kind of like on a slope, and we can go down the driveway. So I got on the skateboard, like face first. I don't know why, but I guess that's what you do when you're a kid. I got on the skateboard face first, and I'm going down. Well, it hits like a rock or something, and I come off of the skateboard, and I slide on the concrete with my face. And so my entire face was just a scrape down the side of my face, and we had to take family pictures
Oh, nice.
with that stuff on my face.
All right, so mine's not really an injury, but we went to a friend of ours had a destination wedding in Tampa, and I had never really been to the beach before, but being Lebanese, right, I tan really easily.
Yes.
So when I go to the pool, I don't ever put on sunscreen because it's fine, right? It's my nature. Nobody advised me that like beach sun is different than regular sun because like you go to the water, it's reflecting off the water. So I'm having a good time out in the water, having a great, enjoying myself. The hotel had a little private beach, so it's fantastic, right? By the next night, I had blisters on my shoulders that were like filling up with liquid. Like they were huge. It was so bad. It was miserable. And then, drove back to Starkville from Tampa, 8 hour drive. Like Jennifer drove, thankfully. But I was just like in the side of the car, like, oh God, it was the most miserable.
When you get
It
a really bad
was
sunburn,
bad. So, and I mean,
it's
that's not really an
miserable.
injury, but I was in a lot of pain. So
Yeah, I bet.
I just remember like you could touch my shoulder and it would just shoot liquid out. It was disgusting.
Becky had got what's it called? Like sun poisoning or something like that. Oh, she went on a cruise for her senior trip with her family, and she got burnt so bad, like she got sick. Pretty crazy.
There you go.
All
All
right.
right. That's all for today. Tomorrow's show, Robbie will be in Nashville, so we'll be talking about the SEC tournament and getting ready for that one. All right, guys, have a great Wednesday. Back with you on Thursday for Robbie Falk. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.